हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 8 अटेनिंग द सुप्रीम टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। आ ब्रह्म भुवन लोक पुनरावर्तिनोर्जुनम् मामुपेत्यत्तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्मन्न विद्यते। आ ब्रह्म भुवनालोक पुनरावर्तिनोर्जुनम् मामुपेत्यत्तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्मन्न विद्यते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attained to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Sakshuranmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तं स्वामिन्निति नामिनं नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादिं पाशातदेशतारिणिं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 8 अटेनिंग द सुप्रीम टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। दिस श्लोक इज अ वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल बिकॉज इट इज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड। मेनी टाइम इन अवर लाइफ वी ऑल मस्ट बी वंडर्ड बिकॉज वी आर ऑलवेज ट्राइंग टू एंजॉय whatsoever we try to enjoy, ultimately only misery is remain. We all must be noticed. Whatever we endeavor, we always endeavor to become happy, but ultimately it will end with a misery. We all must be noticed and absorbed. Krishna here clearly explained in this shloka, because a brahma bhuvana loka punaravartino arjuna mame pet kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. Why we are all experiencing the misery whatsoever we try? Because the place itself, it is made such a way that people will become misery. So that is the nature of this material world. So this material world means only misery will be there. That's why Krishna explained here, ఆ బ్రహ్మ భువనాలోక పునరావర్తినో అర్జున మాముపేతిత్ కౌంతేయ పునర్జన్మనా విద్యతే. వేర్ ఎవర్ వి గో ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ దెర్ ఆర్ 14 ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్ ఇస్ దేర్. అతల వెత్తల సుతల తలాతల రసాతల మహాతల పాతాల దెర్ ఆర్ 7 ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్ బిలో అస్ అండ్ ఇస్ ఎర్త్ ఇస్ 8. అబౌవ్ దట్ దెర్ ఆర్ 6 ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్ ఇస్ దేర్ భూర్ భూవర్ స్వర్లోక మహర్లోక జనలోక తపలోక అండ్ బ్రహ్మలోక. So there are 14 planetary system is there. In the topmost planetary system, Lord Brahma is sitting in the topmost of all the planets. So then there are 7 hellish planet is there. So Krishna says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka, from the highest planet is the Brahma Loka, where Brahma is there. From the highest planet to the lowest planet, wherever we go, only misery will be there, birth and death will be there. So is it true or not? This statement is true or not? The intelligent people, they can understand that wherever we go, we are all experiencing the misery. So from this we can understand that Bhagavad Gita is true. Many people, they say, this is all written by human being. They all, this Bhagavad Gita is written by, due to the ignorance, due to the Maya, is a cover their knowledge. So they think that this is actually written by some people. So it is not written by some people. This is the God Himself, Bhagavan Vacha, the song of the God. Bhagavad Gita means song of the God, sung by God Himself. Who is the creator of this? He himself is sung Bhagavad Gita. So from this statement, we can understand that Bhagavad Gita is actually 100% true. Because we are experiencing happiness, and the Krishna is also telling us, in this world only misery will be there. Birth and death will be birth. Old age, disease and death will be there. So Lord very clearly says, it is like a... In this material world, if people are trying to become happy, because just like if you are in this material world, intelligent person means he will understand that. So if you are trying to enjoy, we are trying to achieve the happiness in this material world, means it is like expecting the warm in the fridge. If you see in the fridge, the fridge is made for cooling purpose. If somebody keeps something and if you wanted to heat, instead of keeping in a microwave, if we keep inside the fridge and if he is expecting that this will become warm, this will become warm, this will become warm, it is a completely madness. So similarly, in this material world, only misery will be there. That's why Krishna very, very empathetically, he stressed that we should do the devotional service and we should get out of this place and go to the Vaikuntha Loka. That's why Krishna says, one who attained my planet, he never come back. He will never come back. In Vaikuntha planet, there is no rebirth, there is no old age, there is no disease, no, there is no death. Such is the very nice places. Srila Prabhupada mentioned very nicely in the purport, whatever one may be, yogi, karma yogi, jnana yogi, katha yogi, etc. All the yogis all come to the devotional service ultimately. So one may be do karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, hatha yoga, whatever may be the process one may do, it is all come and culminate in the devotional service only. So then the demigods are there in a heavenly planet. They are also subject to birth and death. They also subject to the birth and death. It is not that in a heavenly planet the people are living eternally. People are living eternally and there is no death for the heavenly planet. It is not true actually. Even in the heavenly planet also, where the Indra, Brahma, Varuna, all, they are also subject to birth and death. These earthly people, they always aspire to go to the Brahma Loka or the heavenly planet or Chandra Loka or Indra Loka. They are always says, we wanted to go to Swarga Loka, Swarga Loka, Swarga Loka, Brahma Loka, Indra Loka, Chandra Loka, Dhana Loka. So this way, people always meditate, and then because they hear that there are very nice enjoyment. It is not that false. In the heavenly planet, there are much more enjoyments are there. So that's why people are always a desire to go to the heavenly planet. Even one may go to the heavenly planet, all they will fall down into the earthly planet after end of the punya. Once the punya is finished, then they will come to the earthly planet. In Chandrodaya Upanishad, it is very clearly mentioned about the Panchangna Vidhi. There is a Panchangna Vidhi is explained in the Chandrodaya Upanishad. So in this Vidhi, it is explained how we can go to the Brahma Loka, where the Lord Brahma says, along with his devotee in Brahma Loka, in the topmost of the all the planetary system in the material world. So it is this Panchangna Vidhya is explaining how we can transfer directly after this life, how we can go to the Brahma Loka. It is very, very clearly explained. So even if you are going to the Brahma Loka, if you are not practicing any Krishna Bhakti, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, if one is not practicing any devotional service, and if he is not worshipping the Supreme Lord, or if he is not taking up any kinds of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he will come back to this earthly planet. He will also, even one may do the Panchangni Vidya and elevated to the Brahma Loka, after going there, if he is not doing a devotional service, then what will happen? He will come to this earthly planet. If he perform the Krishna consciousness, as a Krishna Bhakti, then at the time of devastation, he will go to the Vaikuntha planet. So The next shloka, Krishna will explain the duration of Brahma. So in that shloka, it is mentioned how the duration of Brahma is very, very huge. It is not equal like us. He lives for very long duration of the life. Such a life he lives, when some Atma goes to the Brahma Loka, he will also live for such a long time. Then when this world, when the 100 years, when Brahma attain 100 years, this world will get devastated. Once the world is get devastated, and then Brahma along with all his devotees, they will attain the Vaikuntha planet. Vidya Balade Vidya Pushna, in his commentary in Bhagavad Gita, he explained that Brahma and his devotee who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, all they will be transferred to this spiritual planet. So wherever we go, if we are performing devotional service, then we can go from anywhere. We can go to the Vaikuntha planet from the earth, or we can go to Vaikuntha Loka from the hell also. So wherever we may be, if we are performing the devotional service, then 100% we can go to the spiritual world according to their desire. So when Brahma and all his devotees, when they are departing from this world at the time of the devastation, they will go to the respective planet according to their desire. So there are Narayana Loka is there, where Lord Narayana is there. When we go to this Narayana Loka, Chank Chakra Gada Padma, the Supreme Lord, he will be in a four-handed form, like a majestic way, just like a High Court judge. Then the Narayana Loka, he will be like a High Court judge. You cannot go and embrace Narayana, or you cannot go and play like a Krishna. So he will be having a four-hand Chank Chakra Gajab Gadabatma, and he will be very, very majestic. Then this is the Narayana Loka. If somebody is willing in this material world also, if you see, some people like Krishna, some people like Rama. So everyone is having a different desires. So according to the desire, they will attain. So the person, if he is liking Narayana, if he is desiring his mind, then he will be transferred to the Narayana Loka in Vaikuntha planet. If somebody like Krishna, the Krishna Bhaktas, they like to go to the Goloka Vrindavanam, where Krishna, Krishna will be in a 200 form, and he will be playing with his friends, with a father and mother, with a gopis. So in this way he will be playing. If somebody is attracted to the Krishna, then what will happen? He will be transferred to the particular Loka, Goloka Vrindavanam. Goloka Vrindavanam. Or if somebody is liking a Vishnu form, Vishnu also is a Vishnu and Narayana, not much difference. Vishnu also 400, Narayana also 400 form. If somebody is specifically, if you see in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they will be worshipping Narayana and Vishnu. They will be transferred to the Vaikuntha Loka, where Vishnu or Narayana residing. Then there are many Rama Bhaktas there. They are like a Hanumanji. What will happen to them? They like a Rama, then they will be transferred to the Ayodhya, there is Ayodhya in Vaikuntha planet also. So whatever the holy dham we see, Ayodhya, Mathura, Vrindavanam, Dwaraka, there's all these planets, all these world or cities are there in Vaikuntha planet. This is actually a replica. Replica of this Vaikuntha planet. So if somebody is worshipping Lord Rama, if he is desiring his mind, then he will be transferred to the Ayodhya, where the Lord Ramachandra is there. Then there are Puri, Jagannath Puri. If you go to the Orisha, and Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Sudarshan will be there. They are very, very merciful Lord. So if somebody is desiring Lord Jagannath, and he will be transferred to the Puri. There is a city called Puri in Vaikuntha Loka. He will attain that, and he will be enjoying with Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And there are planet called Navadip Dham also is there. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and all his Sankirtan party, they have descended from the Navadip Dham. If you go there, they will be doing a Sankirtan and all sort of devotional service. So there are different cities are there in Vaikuntha Loka also. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, he is mentioning in his commentary, Brahmaji and all his devotees, because of the constantly engaged in Krishna Bhakti, they will be transferred to the spiritual planet without doubt according to their desire. So as a conclusion of this shloka is that we are all experiencing a mystery in this world, because it's a world, the nature of the world is itself, it is like that. If somebody is trying to become happy in this world, so that means only by devotional service one can become happy in this material world. Other than that, why if somebody is doing devotional service then he can become happy? Because the devotional service is not belongs to this material world. So when we do devotional service, we can become extremely happy. So unless that whatsoever we try in this material world, ultimately it will be misery only. Wherever we go, Brahma Bhuvana Loko, from the 14 planet system, from the Satya Loka to the down to the hellish planet, wherever we go, we will experience only the misery, because the place itself is a that kind of place only. Just like we saw the example of this, if you are keeping something in the fridge, refrigerator, definitely it will be in the cool only. We cannot expect it to become the warm. So similarly, this place also is like that only. So as a person who goes to the spiritual planet, punarjanmana vidyate, he will not take a birth again in this material world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.